New Zealand Disability Strategy, 2026 to 2030. Vision, Principles and Other Key Information. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha. On the left is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 28th of November 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. New Zealand Disability Strategy, 2026 to 2030. Vision, Principles and Other Key Information. About the strategy, the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026 to 2030 is New Zealand's third disability strategy. It sets out the government's commitment to all disabled people and Taranata Whaikaha Māori, Māori disabled people. The Ministry of Disabled People Whaikaha led the work on the strategy. Cabinet agreed the five priority outcome areas for the strategy. Content for the strategy was developed with input from disability groups and by working groups made up of disability community members, sector experts, and officials from relevant government agencies. Public consultation was held on a draft of the strategy, then Cabinet agreed the final version of the strategy. The strategy covers a five-year period, from 2026 to 2030, to focus government agencies on meaningful and practical actions that will drive change for disabled people and Taranata Whaikaha Māori. The strategy includes a vision and principles to set the direction for the strategy and guide work across government for disabled people. Five priority outcome areas of education, employment, health, housing and justice. Each priority outcome area has a goal and actions. A monitoring approach to measure government's progress delivering the strategy. Summaries of each part of the strategy. People who want to read the full New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026 to 2030 can find it here, aicomps.nz/4270. The ministry has also produced summaries of each part of the strategy for people who do not want to read the whole strategy. These summaries are vision, principles and other key information, goal and actions for education, goal and actions for employment, goal and actions for health, goal and actions for housing, goal and actions for justice. Alternate formats of the summary documents can be found on these pages. For audio, braille, easy read and large print, aicomps.nz/2559. For NZSL, aicomps.nz/6519. This document is a summary of the strategy's vision, principles and other key information. It includes the foundations for the strategy, how progress on the vision and principles will be measured and how the whole strategy will be monitored. Vision for the strategy. The strategy's vision describes the future New Zealand that disabled people want, sets the course for the strategy, and guides work across government for disabled people. The vision is, New Zealand is an equitable and accessible place for all disabled people and their whānau where disabled people thrive, contribute, and choose the lives they want to lead. Foundations of the strategy. Disabled people have identified three important foundations that the strategy builds upon. They are the Enabling Good Lives Approach, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and Human Rights, and the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Tiriti or Waitangi. Principles for the strategy. The strategy's principles are key values that make sure the strategy reflects the things that are important to disabled people. The principles are accessibility. This principle recognizes that accessibility is fundamental to participation and inclusion. When environments and services are designed from the beginning with accessibility in mind, they benefit everyone, not just disabled people. Self-determination. This principle recognizes that disabled people have the same rights as other people to make decisions about their own lives, including using supported decision-making. It asserts the value, nothing about us without us, and that disabled individuals are the experts in their own lives. Upholding equity, culture and identity. This principle brings together concepts of equity, non-discrimination and inclusion. It acknowledges that disabled individuals belong to diverse whānau communities and cultures, each with their own unique identities, values and practices. It recognizes people should not face barriers because of the different parts of their identities. Participation and inclusion. This principle recognizes that disabled people have the right to be active members of their communities and cultures, contributing in all aspects of life. It is wider society's role to help ensure participation and inclusion of disabled people. Respect and dignity. This principle recognizes that disabled people thrive when barriers are broken down. Society holds positive attitudes about disability, and disabled people are valued members of society. Measuring progress on the vision and principles. The indicators that will be used to measure progress on the vision and principles are: percentage of disabled adults aged 15 years and over who rated their overall life satisfaction highly, 7 or higher on a 0 to 10 scale. Percentage of disabled adults aged 15 years and over who rated the level of control they feel they have over their lives highly, 7 or higher on a 0 to 10 scale. Percentage of adults aged 15 years and over who felt comfortable or very comfortable about a new neighbor who had a disability or long-term health condition. Percentage of children in disabled households living in material hardship. Monitoring the strategy. The Ministry of Disabled People FICAHA will measure progress against the whole strategy in two ways. First, an implementation plan will be developed and published on the ministry website. It will show which government agencies are leading or co-leading actions over 5 years. Agencies will be asked to provide progress updates to the ministry on the actions they are responsible for. Second, the ministry has developed an indicator framework to measure the impact of the strategy at a system level. These indicators will measure whether the strategy is improving outcomes for disabled people and whether we are making progress towards the descriptions of what success means. There are primary indicators for the vision and principles of the strategy and for each priority outcome area. The primary indicators will also be published in an interactive dashboard alongside supporting measures that will help monitor progress against the goals and outcomes of the strategy in more detail. If the strategy is implemented successfully, we expect these indicators to change over the medium to long term. However, indicators can also be influenced by factors that are unrelated to the strategy. This will be taken into account as part of the annual reporting process for the strategy and the reporting on specific actions. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 28th of November 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.